the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. This is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor, and as we are all aware, the first 2 weeks of this month, usually we hear the parable of the sower twice, because this is the season that coincides with the time in Egypt where people used to plant. So the church arranged for us this in order to learn from this parable. And there are many lessons we can reflect on from this parable. Today we speak about one of the similarity between the ground bearing fruit and also us being the ground whom the Lord is pointing at, how we bear fruit. That this process takes time and things go little by little. This principle is crucial for us to understand, because many times we feel frustrated after we tried for a while and things are not going as we wish. So we give up and we feel like maybe we are one of those bad grounds that we will never be able to bear fruits. This concept and the principle of little by little is something we can trace it throughout the whole Bible. At the beginning, when God was about to get the people of Israel into the promised land, for many reasons, he allowed them to go very slow. And even you can watch and see how the route went into some kind of circles back and forth, and going forward for some miles and coming back for other miles. And the Lord explained this when he spoke to Moses and said to him, "And the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little." Why not all at once? Why not to clear the land in front of them so they can enter the promised land and enjoy? He completes saying, "You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. You might encounter the peace of the Lord, who will find, the peace of the land, who will find the land desolate, and then you will be scared." Also, when we look at how God dealt with man in the Old Testament versus how things evolved into now the time of grace, we find this concept of dealing with us according to how much we understand. Little by little, God is dealing with man as a loving father caring about a son who does not understand. So that's why we find in the Old Testament, for example, God is allowing people to divorce their wives. Men can marry more than once. This is not what God wanted or intended from the beginning. That's why he created Adam and Eve, just a male and female. But he allowed this for a certain time and little by little, until he came and he proclaimed to us his intention. "This is not what I want. I want only one man to marry one woman to the end of his life." This concept also, understanding how we progress little by little, was applied when Saint Moses, the strong, came to the wilderness for the first time. He was a murderer and he was a man who has no control over himself. He used to eat whatever comes in front of him. Ava Isidorus, the father of the Scythes at that time, accepted him to monasticism, and he gave instructions to the monks to cook for him every day a big meal, something like fits what he used to eat. Everybody knows in the wilderness and the Scythes where monks are eating, they eat beans and all of these kind of simple food. But he ordered them to cook something special every day for the new monk. He knew that if he changed him all at once from eating what he used to eat into what the monks are eating, he will never be able to sustain this. He understood how God acts, Father Ava Isidorus, and he applied the same principle, and this by which he gained this new monk and became the great saint, Saint Moses the Strong, as we know him. We find also how the relationship between God and his people, we find this concept about little by little. Abraham, to get him to grow in faith, God asked him for one thing at the beginning. "Just depart from your family, come out, and come to the land I'm going to show you." And then later another test when he asked him to circumcise all of his household. all of the children, the men, and himself as well. Later, at the end of his life, came the biggest test: offer your son as a sacrifice. God had a plan, and things are going to evolve, and the faith of Abraham is going to grow. Sometimes we deal with issues of faith like, I have faith, I don't have faith. I have love, I don't have love. We are not two-dimensional people. We might have faith, but little. We succeed in some occasions and we fail in others. And God knows this and He works with us. So by time, we grow. And what we failed in yesterday, maybe we will succeed in today or tomorrow. David was anointed king when he was 18 by Samuel. And then Samuel, after he anointed him, he left him with his father. When I'm going to be a king, when I'm going to assume the throne, nothing. And David stayed for 12 years just running from King Saul, who wanted to kill him. And we wonder, why did you do this, God? You anointed him in a certain age and you waited until he was 30. He wanted David to grow little by little, to learn how to depend on God, to go through suffering, to endure all of these hardships. It was needed for him, in order for him to become the perfect king that God chose to rule over Israel. If you notice from the beginning of the story of creation, God created Adam alone. And then later he comes and says, it is not good for a man to be alone. And we wonder at the beginning, when God created Adam, was it not good? God never did anything which is not good. But why he comes later and say? Because at the beginning, Adam was alone and this was good. Because Adam needed to learn how to know God first before he can lead another person. It is exactly the time when young people, they spend it in a singles. This is time is not without a reason. It is good for you to be alone when you are young. This is time for you to grow, to understand, to learn, to know whom God is. Once you get to the time when you are mature enough, then God will say, it is not good for you to be alone. It is time for you to share life with another person. The same concept, little by little, a step, then another step, until the perfect plan unfolds. When the Lord Christ assigned the disciples for this mission that is going to change the world forever, those people were simple, did not have any of the principles that now we know and understand. At the beginning, we find them stumbles in very simple things. They are fighting with each other who will be greatest among them, who will sit on the right hand of the Lord and who will be on the left hand. St. John was offended at the people of Samaria because they did not accept the word. He came to Christ asking, can I ask for fire to come from heaven and devour them? Looking at all of these, we think that those people will never be able to understand the mission they were assigned to do. But little by little, day after another, month after month, then becomes those pillars of faith that we learn from. And we refer to them all what we learned and what we are all trying to apply. They came at the beginning to observe. They were given small tasks, and then Christ corrected them in many occasions. He allowed them to go into the doubt and fear. They all ran away at the time of the crucifixion, but later we find Christ is entrusting them with the economy of the church, leaving them to lead the believers and those who will embrace faith. This is the same principle, little by little. When the young rich ruler came to Christ, at the beginning asking him, what should I do in order for me to inherit the kingdom of God? The answer was, keep the commandments. When he said, I am ready, I kept them all since my early age, then it was time to stretch him further. It's time for you, if you want to be perfect, to go and sell all what you have. So this principle, little by little, is something crucial for us to understand, and we can see from all of these examples how God is consistent. By the way, if any of course, we all know this. If any mother is tired of carrying a child in her womb, there is no way to get him earlier. You cannot rush pregnancy into 2 or 3 months. We wish, but actually this will never happen. Because again, the same principle, things will take their times to grow. Have to understand this. How can we apply this also on our spiritual struggle? The first thing is, we also should grow little by little in our spiritual practices. Me, I come to the church and I'm excited about hearing a subject about a fasting. I go and I say, starting coming Sunday, when we start the nativity fast, I will fast all of the days and I will be abstaining from food till 3 p.m. as the church teaches. But this will not work, because this is, again, something I'm not trained to do. I'm not familiar with it. Few days, most likely, I will break the fast and I will eat non-fasting food. Spiritual practices, they need time, and we need to learn how to apply them in a wise way. Also, this can help us while we are teaching our children. We assume that we correct, we give them instruction, next time they will do what is right. And when they do not do it, we are frustrated and disappointed. And I wonder if we remember our childhood. I don't remember that it ever happened that we learned anything from the first time. Even till now, while we are grown-ups, God look at us and keeps reminding us over and over and over, and we are still repeating the same mistakes. We have to allow children to grow, learning little by little. It does not mean when they fail that they are not good or they are bad children. It is just they are still learning. The same principle also should help us while I'm trying to get rid of a bad habit or I acquire a good one. Things take time, needs patience. That's why patience is one of the keys for us to acquire fruits. Not only this principle will help us to grow, but will also help us to be warned from falling. Satan knows this about us, that also as we grow little by little, we deteriorate little by little. He seldom come and offer us the utmost sin, go and kill yourself. But eventually it will start by making us to doubt God's love, then being immersed in sin. Then sin becomes an addiction. Then I am isolated from the church. Then I tolerate darkness. Then life loses meaning. And then at the end, he might come and say, why are you still living? Why not to go and get rid of yourself? It is again, little by little, as growing has no limit, falling and deterioration is also has no limit. It's a bottomless pit. If I allow myself to deteriorate, don't ever think I will come in a certain time and say, that's it. I cannot go beyond this. No, we all can go endlessly up or down. We have to be very careful with this. Understanding this principle also helps us to know that what you acquire very fast, you will lose it very fast. If you pray the Agbaya, all of it, today and tomorrow, very rare when anyone will continue like this. When I acquire a virtue in few weeks, most likely you will lose it also as quick. So we have to be on guard when it comes to this temptation about growing very fast. Some people are so tempted to go to churches where people are excited and elated, and then they express this kind of emotions during their worship and say, look, because the Spirit of God is in them. That's why they are so excited. But this is not the case. This is emotional enthusiasm. This is something that's not a spirituality. Spiritual things, they grow little by little. People so much excited about God will lose interest in the same speed, will find for themselves another place so they can keep the thrill. At the end also, because we all grow little by little and we can fall little by little, we all need a spiritual guide. At no time in our lives we should feel secure. I know it all and I know how to grow and I know how to take care of myself. We need someone also to check us and let us know it is too fast or maybe it is too slow. So that's why the church is teaching us and recommending that we all have a spiritual guide, a person who can help us to grow and also be with us whenever we are shaken. The parable of the sower teaches us many lessons, and one of them I want you to think about today is this concept: things take time. It is not without a reason why Christ likened us to the ground and his word to the seeds, and the process of bearing fruit to take time. Everything goes little by little. May the Lord give us the wisdom by which you can grow in faith and love throughout the whole time, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.